This is VOA News.
Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.
The United States recorded its 12 millionth COVID-19 case on Saturday, even as millions of Americans were expected to travel for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. The COVID-19 epidemic has claimed more than 255,000 lives in the United States, and the recent escalation has promised more than 20 states to impose sweeping new restrictions this month to curb the virus. More than 1 million people flew through U.S. airports on Friday. That's according to data from the Transportation Security Administration. The traffic fueled fears of even greater spread of the virus. It was the second heaviest domestic air traffic day since the start of the pandemic, despite pleas from health officials for Americans to stay home. Leaders of the world's 20 biggest economies on Sunday will pledge to pay for a fair distribution of COVID-19 vaccines, drugs, and tests around the world so that poorer countries are not left out, and to extend debt relief to them. That's according to a draft of the G20 communique. In a draft of the communique seen by Reuters news agency, the leaders said they would spare no effort to ensure their affordable and equitable access for all people, consistent with members' commitments to incentivize innovation. The communique said that global immunization is a public good. They pledged to continue to use all available policy tools needed to safeguard lives, jobs, and incomes. They encouraged the multilateral development banks to strengthen their efforts to help countries deal with the crisis. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have an easy-to-use app that you can download. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Aid agencies have been racing to scale up the humanitarian response in remote areas of eastern Sudan, where more than 30,000 people fleeing the fighting in Ethiopia have arrived in under 2 weeks. The UN is planning for as many as 200,000 refugees to arrive in the next 6 months and has been mobilizing supplies to move people away from crowded transit points further into the country. Phone and internet links have been cut in Tigray in Ethiopia since Ethiopian government troops launched an offensive early this month against regional authorities that they accused of staging a surprise attack on federal forces. The mostly Tigrayan refugees fled Ethiopia with few possessions. They spent many days on the run before crossing into Sudan, and almost all those fleeing into Sudan have arrived at border crossing points. They bring with them firsthand accounts of the fighting. Thousands of Israelis took to the streets on Saturday night, braving cold, wet weather to continue months of protests, demanding the resignation of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Several thousand people gathered outside Netanyahu's official residence in Jerusalem. It's the focal point of most of the demonstrations. A similarly sized crowd protested outside Netanyahu's private home in the upscale coastal town of Caesarea. Smaller gatherings took place at junctions and overpasses across Israel. Protesters say Netanyahu should resign while he is on trial for corruption charges. They accuse him of mishandling the country's coronavirus crisis. Pope Francis has urged young economists, entrepreneurs, and business leaders to promote post-pandemic development models that involve the poor. Francis said in a videotaped message for a forum of young people in Italy on Saturday that the worst reaction once the coronavirus pandemic ends would be to, quote, fall even more deeply into feverish consumerism and forms of selfish self-protection. Instead, the Pope advised inviting the poor to participate in discussions about creating a, quote, different economic narrative, which he thinks is urgently needed and goes beyond welfare. During the pandemic, Francis has decried the people on society's margins have been among those suffering the most. Protesters in Lebanon took the streets in their cars on Saturday to mark the country's Independence Day, this despite the ongoing coronavirus lockdown. Dozens of demonstrators drove around Beirut in a show of rejection to the political leadership they blame for the country's economic and financial crisis. All types of national celebrations on the occasion of Lebanon's 77th Independence Day have been canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic. Marissa Melton, VOA News.